I'm sure there's others in the church that grew up in the era like when I did, where we never locked the car. We just didn't, you know. Even on Friday nights, we'd load the family into the car. We'd go downtown to Monroe, which was, by the way, the happening place to go on a Friday night. And not only did we not lock the vehicle, you just left the keys in the ignition, because that's how we lived. Schools weren't locked. Churches weren't locked. We didn't even have a lock on our farmhouse. There was a little hook on the screen door, but that was only used for when the wind would blow it open, you know. Sadly, it's kind of hard to find unlocked doors now, though, isn't it? We lock doors when we are afraid. Gives us a barrier to what it is that we fear. And unfortunately, though, while locked doors might keep things or people out, it doesn't keep fear out. Fear remains sealed inside of us behind locked doors. They may make us feel safe, but it keeps us from the people and the events and the experiences that help us to, that we need to grow to become the people we're called to become. Just ask the disciples. They were afraid, and rightly so, right? I mean, they had just seen what happened to Jesus. They're the one they had followed, and now they watched him be crucified, and he was dead. They were huddled together in the upper room where just the few days before they had celebrated the Passover meal with them, and now they locked the doors. They were afraid. And Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And just like that, it began to change. Grace rushes in. Jesus, just his appearing, just blessing them with his presence, with shalom, peace, and it all began to change. Not right away, maybe, and maybe not for everybody, but something broke through. And it wasn't just him coming through the locked doors and standing in their midst. It was more than that. And then when he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And they realized he was real. This was not a ghost, not a part of their imagination, not something they were making up. And the disciples rejoiced because they could see things differently now. Just knowing that he was still with them helped them to become who they were called to be, his disciples. Men and women who would go out into the world and proclaim his love and his mercy and his forgiveness, and eternal life. We live a lot of our lives in fear, folks, and rightly so. There's a lot out there to be afraid of. But we cannot live our faith in fear. Fear of what others think, fear of being rejected, fear of taking a risk, fear of loss, fear that maybe things will be different. Fear cripples us from being the people we are called to be. If we fear living our faith or allowing that faith to just shape every relationship and our schedules and our priorities and our tomorrows, it starts to eat away at us. And we lose confidence and we lose perspective. It's what happened to the disciples. You know, it's what happens to us if we don't allow and keep Christ the very center of our lives, if we don't recognize that he's right here in the room with us. We cannot become the disciples we are called to be. But fortunately, Easter reminds us of something. Easter reminds us that Jesus does indeed stand before us, right here. How do we start our liturgies every weekend? Let us remember that we are in the holy presence of God. In the word that is proclaimed, in that Eucharist that we share from the sacred altar, in the very gathering of the body of Christ that comes together week after week after week, we are assured that Christ stands before us. The one who defeated death comes back and says to us again, "Shalom, peace." And then he said to them, "Now go As the Father has sent me, so I send you.